This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, January 23. Please pray with me. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 26. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Jesus came into the world to become the Lamb of God who would die for all of our sins. This is why he made his final trip to Jerusalem, why he had his final lessons and prayers with his disciples, and why he went to Gethsemane to pray. His time had come. Jesus told his closest followers, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Acutely aware of his impending death on the cross, he asked his friends, "Stay here and keep watch with me. Pray with me, please." Though our own experiences cannot compare to what Jesus went through, we can follow his example and ask others for prayer. 50 years ago, when I was a pastor in New Mexico, I had a gallbladder surgery, and my recovery went poorly. One morning, the surgeon said to my wife, "Now don't you cry, or I'll start crying too." I needed healing, and God still had some important work for me to do. During my weeks in the hospital, one of my faithful visitors was an unassuming Christian man, Coolidge Bige, living in a Navajo family camp south of Gallup. Twice my age and with limited English, he came faithfully to sit and pray with me. When your neighbor is in trouble, regardless of what you can do or can't do for them, you can pray. Pray with me. Dear Savior, in your hour of need, even you asked for prayer. Help us to love our neighbors well by being with them and praying for them in their times of need. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.